this is part of our free counselling project, which was, it's being funded by the Department of Health. It was officially launched back in February, and it was initially aimed at people who were suffering the ongoing effects of COVID-19. Now, it was always the intention of the agreement with the Department of Health that this project could be extended at any time to different priority groups based on their agreement. So we quickly moved to extend the project initially to anyone who has been impacted by events in Ukraine, and then subsequently to anyone who has been impacted by the defective concrete block. So we were under direction from the Department of Housing in that regard as well. So the project specifically has been extended to people who have been impacted by defective concrete blocks in Donegal and Mayo. But the intention is, or certainly that our belief is that will might be extended at further at a further date once other counties come into the scheme. The project essentially provides free counselling, psychotherapy and psychological support sessions to anyone within those affected counties who's been impacted by the defective concrete block. The sessions are available online. Now, unfortunately, while we do have centres in Dublin, Cork and Limerick, we don't have any facilities currently in the Northwest. So it would be that the sessions for these people in particular would be done online. Now, we are a blended model of mental health services. So we've been doing online and face-to-face services since we were established in 2006. So we have, you know, a pretty robust system. We have an internal platform that we use. So people can access the services either online, online through a video call or just on their phone as well. It's all done through our own bespoke secure system.
How has uptake been then? Has many people or families applied to take part in this?
At the moment, uptake is quite slow, but that is not uncommon. So we tend to see a pretty slow trend to begin with, whereby, you know, there's obviously an onus on us to try and communicate this project through the right channels and get that information out to the right people. So we're still at that phase. So to date, the uptake has been quite slow. But we've been reaching out to a number of organisations across Donegal, I guess, in one sense to try and spread the word and also to try and see if we can collaborate in any way in terms of supporting what other services and systems are already in place, and also potentially engaging with mental health professionals that are already working on the ground in Donegal to see if we can do anything to offer that face-to-face piece as well. But as I said, the uptake at the moment is reasonably slow, but that's quite normal. And we would see that our system works as people register directly online. There's no need for referral from any medical profession or anything like that. So we would tend to see like a slow influx of registrations first, and then another gap then before people actually move to take up the session. So it is quite slow at the moment, but we hope to see some movement on that over the next few weeks. I can't even imagine the impact this is having on people's lives, and in particular their mental health. And you know, we imagine that it is going to take, that it has already been taking such a significant toll on people who have been affected. And I think it's important to note as well that, you know, obviously this whole issue is impacting the homeowners itself, but it's obviously wider than that as well. You know, you might have family members who've been affected. So in essence, like this particular project is not exclusive. You know, it's open to anyone who has been impacted in any way, shape or form. So we'd encourage anyone who has been impacted to get in touch and check out our website.